I don't know. Wah, wah, wah. I can't open this thing because I'm not worthy. Something like that.
Pretty much.
Welcome wah, to the Metal Gamers Podcast.
That's right. It's episode 148.
Uh-oh.
I am your host, Kyle McLemore, joined once again with these guys, Michael Greenwell.
That's me.
Micah McGowan.
Hey, you're stuck with us.
Joseph Deffybaum.
That's me. Next person.
Josh Goodwin.
John McAfee's body is still frozen. They won't do an autopsy because they're still running a virus scan.
I'm sorry, listener. I'm sorry. Don't pay attention to it.
No. McAfee's not
we
dead.
We just got our YouTube channel back.
John McAfee, quote unquote, got unalived in prison, but he literally has a tattoo on him that says, if I committed suicide in prison, it wasn't suicide.
If this is your first time listening,
that's what they want you to think.
Sorry. We're on all the social medias. There's the Facebook, the Instagram, and all that shit. It's hard for me to advertise on social media because of the memes that I'm not allowed to share on Facebook.
the meme that I shared that in he group, reshared. Yeah,
this is Joe's fault. So sorry if you're new. I appreciate that you got here.
What happened? Did you introduce Lawrence?
Not yet. Give me a second.
Whatever.
The surprise is past him.
Anyways,
I can edit.
We're also joined with our special guest, once again, enemy of the show, Lawrence Smith.
I will destroy you all.
Oh, Jesus. Lawrence, the challenge has been made.
Lawrence and the machine.
Is that what we called the first episode with Lawrence on
this
it?
Is part two.
I think so.
Yeah, nice.
Part two.
Wow. Lawrence and the rise of the machine.
Yes.
We're having these crazy lapse in times. Last week was Andrew. We're episode zero, part two. And now it's Lawrence and the machine.
See, we're
part
building
two.
Lore up to Run the Rock. That's right. If you're confused now, get ready.
Storming outside?
We're at episode 148.
Dark and stormy.
And 149 will be next week, and then followed by that will be 150. And to celebrate, we're doing what we like to call Run the Rock 3. Every 50 episodes, we get drunk and try to do a podcast.
Keyword try.
This year, we're going to start by doing episode 149
while we
and
drink.
Start drinking then.
Yes.
And then
for a whole week, we're going to drink until 150. We're going to get fired from our jobs. We're going to get DUI. Run the Rock 3, baby!
Life ruining for our lives.
Run the Rock 3 UI. I laced all the shot glasses with ketamine.
Oh my God.
I laced all those ketamine shot glasses with LSD.
Wow, everything is the 80s right now.
I'll bring the fentanyl. Anyways.
Oh my God. No.
Lawrence, stand by.
No, this is too much.
You know what you signed up for?
Anyways, no, I fucking didn't.
Welcome,
Lawrence.
There's
no contract.
Thanks for joining us again. Sorry.
What? Am I supposed to introduce
We always apologize to the listeners. This is a shit show.
I don't know why. They know what they signed up for.
It's been a week, you know. It feels like it's been longer for some reason. I don't know why. Maybe it's just been a long fucking week to
long
me.
Week.
But I personally had a weird one. We'll get it to it in the news, but there's a reason that I found myself a PlayStation 5. Thank you, Double Teary Wayne.
Always a classic Double Teary. I mean, just doing a goddamn service, man.
Well, I watched the Sony State of Play.
The people
my
staring.
Brain blew out of the back of my skull, and I was like, I have to have a PlayStation 5. And I was hoping that I could just run out and get one. Couldn't.
Despite all the advertisement telling you could.
Yeah, I Googled, like, hey, can I pick up a PlayStation 5? And literally every store around me was like, yeah, we got one in stock. Yeah, pick it up right here. And I was like, okay. So I tried calling a store. Have you ever tried calling a store lately?
It sucks. It sucks.
It's terrible. Oh, you don't get to call.
Like, I'm going to be old man Kyle for a moment.
This was great. I got to witness all of this.
But holy fucking shit. I called GameStop and it's it's automated voice thing now. I have to wait to hear that. Okay, press one to actually talk to an employee. It goes to a busy signal. They finally pick up after 20 minutes of me trying to do
this. He just had the phone on speaker next to him while we were doing stuff.
All I wanted to ask was, hey, do you have a PlayStation 5? And they're like, no. I was like, do you know a place that does? And they're like, you have to look that up. And I'm like, I called you though, and you have like the database. And he's like, I'm like, dude, okay, bye.
The time Kyle spent on the phone, because he is so close, he could have driven to GameStop.
I thought about
opened
doing
the
it.
Door, leaned in, and gone, hey, you guys got a PS5? Yeah. We're gonna go, nah. And he would have been like, I'm on the fucking phone with you, asshole.
It didn't matter. I called Best Buy to see if they did. That was a worse experience.
Oh my God. It gets worse.
Called them, and it was also an automated voice thing that was going all different kinds of directions that wasn't, hey, let me talk to someone at the store right now. I've been to Best Buy. There is no one fucking there.
No, customer-wise, it is empty.
Yeah.
It is pretty empty most of
the
time.
It's empty because people don't go shopping anymore. They just buy shit online.
Yeah.
Because it's easier. And I call them, like, I start swearing at the automation because that's the quickest way to get to a person. If that automation picks up that you're swearing at it, it's going to be like, all right, we need to get a person.
And before they pick up the line, it's flashing red.
What you don't know is what you're saying is playing over the speaker as it's on.
On the other side of the speaker, they just hear, you fucking little cunt. Oh my God.
Thing is, if I'm talking to a human, I'm going to treat them like a human. If I'm talking to a machine, I'm going to treat it like a piece of shit.
And then
I was about to say, that's when the rise of the machines comes back.
The basilisk will eat you.
We established this.
In running intro. A song about it, worse of the basilisk. Everyone, I will not be going to hell. Anyways. So they finally pick up and they're like, hey, what is your name and number in case we get disconnected so I can call you back in case something happens? Oh, and I'm like, did I call Best Buy? And they're like, yeah, this is Best Buy. I'm like, it feels like I called Comcast. Like, I'm trying to, like, get my bill fixed. And they're like, I was like, how may I help you? I'm like, do you have a PlayStation 5? No. Fuck! And it would be fine if it didn't take me 20 minutes to do.
Yeah.
So I ask in the Discord, hey, how do I get a PlayStation 5? And Double Tier is like, hey, click this link. And I'm like, all right, cool. There, you buy it right here.
Wow.
Yep.
Are you serious?
Yeah, click, buy it right here. And I took my time, like, I had to put my fucking card information and stared at it for a good...
Because you didn't believe it.
10, 15 minutes. Yeah, one, I didn't believe it.
You had to make it feel like you were doing something, actually.
One, I didn't believe it, and two, I had to go, am I really, like, going to spend this money on...
Yes.
Yep.
Oh, the spending anxiety.
Yeah, like, like, not anxiety, but just like, really?
Oh, I guess.
I guarantee you he would not have questioned.
I clicked it, I'm like, all right, fine. And then it's like, yeah, it'll be here, like, tomorrow. And I'm like, all right, fuck.
Yeah, there's one at GameStop right down the street from you. We're just going to use that one.
Yeah, Lou is going to bring it to you on his bike.
Like,
meanwhile, I fucking had a heart attack trying to make sure mine got here.
Every railroad in America is, like, threatening to shut down right now. Like, 40% of transportation and shipments of goods and services and resources are coming to a fucking slow. But I can get my goddamn PlayStation 5 in a day.
Oh, because there was one at Jackson.
Thanks, Lou.
It was in Atlanta.
Close enough.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Whatever. I don't know. Anyways.
That's where they all fall off the trucks.
I haven't played anything on it, but it looks pretty.
You did it.
Yeah, it definitely looks like a giant alien on your entertainment center.
Why would they say
that? I don't know, man. They've got new panels out. You can buy panels from third-party people that have, like, 3D printed awesome ones.
It's definitely the weirdest console I've ever seen.
Yeah.
I think.
I had to bring it out to my entertainment center in the living room the other day, and I was like, oh, I don't like this.
Fucking goofy.
Remember when people were like, I don't have a PC because they're too big. Like
They try to make it look like a 5 or something like that.
Take out the refrigerator in the fucking alien tower.
Other than that, I played Elder Scrolls Online, and I played Divinity with you guys on twitch.tv/TheMiddleGamersPodcast.
Man, Divinity's a slog.
Are you guys done yet?
No.
No. But we're in the final days.
What do you think?
We have a lot of news this week. So, Michael, what have you been playing?
I played stuff with you guys.
I was there.
We started ESO. Yay. I played Final Fantasy 12. I bought a Dingwall base, my dream base.
Woo! Fuck yeah.
Hell yeah.
Miss Persic.
Good form.
It was in UPS hell for like 4 days, and I got a hold.
It's not that bad.
I had to like dive into the deep UPS until I got to a point where somebody's like, I'm just going to have somebody email you, and they did.
He was in the seventh layer of UPS.
Yeah. I know that.
That shit was in Kentucky yesterday. It was here this morning.
That baked potato has never been so baked.
It's quad baked.
The quad baked potato.
Weird inside joke. Go listen to the potato episode if you want to get that one.
The game, the throne, and the thrice baked potato.
Yeah. So anyways, Micah, what you been doing?
Dude, there was so much going on in the Destiny community this week. There was a whole thing with Divinity. There was a whole thing.
Yeah, we know about that.
Oh, yeah. Oh, okay. Well, then if you guys have already heard all about that, I'll just go ahead and pass on.
Awesome. Divinity. Joe, what have you been up to?
As it's already been mentioned twice now, I caved, and subsequently, two of you have joined me. I jumped back into ESO.
Yeah!
A lot.
The fact that last week's episode, we were literally all going, no, we're not going to play.
That did not take long.
Next day. Like, the next day.
It was literally the next day.
Yeah, we started playing the Elder Scrolls Online. Yeah. It's pretty fun.
Man. Yep. Hop back into my characters, and I realized that they completely revamped the endgame progression to some good, some bad. My main that was super broken is not as broken anymore. Still busted. And then one that I just kind of made in passing is now super broken, and I'm just going around soloing dungeons, and I'm like, oh, this is... Sure is.
Yep.
Man.
It sure
I missed
is.
It.
Very, very, Divinity, very good.
And that's it.
Awesome. Awesome. Josh, what you been up to?
I got the Humble Bundle, the $16, like, 2K bundle.
Hell yeah.
It came with Borderlands 3 and, like, the Season Pass. Came with, like, 3 XCOM games.
All of XCOM.
The newer XCOM. And all of the old XCOM.
Josh,
all
enough XCOM. Of that bullshit. How is Railroad Tycoon 3?
The Bioshock Collection, Railroad Tycoon 1. Railroad Tycoon. It's just like...
the world's alive.
Guts all on the... It's a bunch of carrion.
Move on.
No gods, no kings, only trains. lots and lots of trains.
That's the name of the episode.
Lots and lots of trains.
Yeah, no, what did he say?
So Borderlands really didn't want to start from level one because I've done that shit too much, and the beginning of that story is just fucking like grindstone.
It's
against
kind of
my
a slog.
Head
it's terrible.
It's kind of a slog. You can start from any DLC you want. Damn. At level 13, skipped all the bullshit, you're already on Sanctuary, done, everything's available to you.
No shit.
Yeah, so I started from the Handsome Jack DLC, having a blast.
Yep. Okay. Nice. I might fucking jump in with you. Oh my god.
Dope. Disgusting. Is that it? Yeah,
that's it.
Wait.
Awesome. Lawrence.
Oh, God.
Tell me about all those hentai games you've been playing.
Oh, man.
Regale us with your gaming.
Oh, wow.
Nothing you played past 8 days.
Nothing past 8 days ago. Yeah. I'm shit out.
Within the week.
It's all within the week.
That's fine.
All right. Just this once. We'll extend it. What have you been playing?
Okay, just this once. So since the last time I was on, I've actually been playing more games. So I haven't finished it yet, so no fucking spoilers, but I did jump into Horizon Zero Dawn.
Here's how it ends.
Yes. Really good fucking game.
Yes, but it is.
As, like I was telling you guys earlier, it's just like I'm doing so much other stuff, so I just don't have the time to really devote to it.
Man,
if I had it on a different system, then I would just like dive
Forbidden
in.
West is like...
That's
it's like a buffet of that game.
That's why I wanted so to crazy. Play it. Yeah, no, I heard that it's kind of like a little extra in some areas.
Yeah.
But I'm... Whatever, fucking whatever. I'm down to time sink into that, whatever. So there was that, and then I played some like arcadey games because I have like my laptop set up in my room. And I played Octopath Traveler. That was a really fucking fun game.
I'm actually and thinking about jumping into that.
I'm super excited for the second game. And once you really get into the mechanics, it's actually really it's cute. You know, it's something that you can just like put a couple hours into, and you have a lot of satisfying progression in that time.
Yeah, the Final Fantasy VI pixel remakes are making me want to look at Octopath really Traveler.
Cool. I love that art style.
No,
so
it's pretty, it's awesome. It honestly doesn't get old.
Oh, yeah.
And like, the stories are like weirdly well written. It's like you're actually like enthralled in the character's stories. It's weird.
Okay. Like they took pages from Final Fantasy Tactics.
Yeah, for sure.
Quite literally.
Cool.
Yeah, and then a couple other things. I got into Vampire Survivors for a second.
Nice. Yeah.
Fucking
crazy, dude.
Dopamine buckets.
I actually played this week. Buckets. I was just like, you know what? Fucking Vampire.
Dude, Lawrence, when we get back into Valheim, you should jump in that with us.
I've heard about that.
You would love that, man.
Yeah.
Okay. Tight.
Especially for all we get the community in on it, man. That'd be a ton of fun.
Do you want to be fucking Vikings and build shit together?
That'd be.
Oh, God. Did you see the look in his eyes? Oh, my God.
Josh, are you okay?
I've seen that. I don't know because I've thought about getting it myself, but I don't know.
The trepidation.
So you have to convince me.
I mean, it won't be hard. Could do that in real life, but I meant in game.
I think we're seeing a budding romance here.
Viking buddies.
Viking buddies.
Skull.
Skull.
I don't think I can say that.
Thank you. Thank you for not appropriating my culture.
It's like
buddy.
A slur when I say it.
So Vampire Survivors.
We found the word they the can't say. Survivors.
How have you been enjoying that?
Holy I made
shit.
It to extreme mode in a couple of the in a couple of the areas. It's pretty cool, but it got like I was wanting like a more story type game, so it got kind of boring after a little while. But it was crazy when I was trying to like break the wall of the initial shit. I'm like, what the hell is all this now? And it's like, but then I found like my little combo that I liked, and I'm like, oh, I can just blow through everything if I get this. So yeah. Can't remember what else I really played, but it's mostly like arcadey stuff. I haven't really played like a big story title in a minute, but
we live in the age of the indie.
Honestly, yeah, and it's really good right now. I started Hollow Knight, but I couldn't get too far into it because it was just, I wasn't prepared for a game like that. I was just
too hollow.
Yeah. Yeah.
Too lost.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yep.
Well, I want to get into some more of your music history and all the things you've been doing, but we're actually going to take, for the first time ever on the Metal Gamers podcast, a bee break. Michael, unleash the bees. Welcome back from the break. We fixed the bee problem. Unfortunately, we lost Andrew. So
holy shit.
He really got here late and then attacked by bees.
Yeah, he's going to be on every episode since episode zero, but you know, we're doing our best here.
We're a quiet guy.
Yeah. Lawrence, how you doing? Yes,
I'm doing all right.
Not allergic to bees.
We'll find out.
And we'll get a hospital bill.
EpiPen on standby.
Fortunately, you take all those vitamins.
Oh yeah, no, that's gonna fix me right up.
So get into some of the music that you want to talk about, and also stuff. Some of the stuff that you're working on, and go ahead and plug yourself before we actually get into the
cool
the new
stuff. My name's Lawrence Smith, Soul96 on Instagram. I also have some projects. I'm in a couple bands and I do some other cool shit. My bands are Grieving Room, that's my main one. I have a show on October 17th. Yes. Oh, you're a true friend.
Quick, what's your address?
What?
Quick, what's your address?
What's your social security number?
Last night on my social?
Lawrence, you can't.
I'm not going to.
You're not ready for that fight.
I know, I'm not going to win.
But yes, I am a fan. Grieving Room, absolutely. Yes, everyone check them out. Follow them on everything. Follow Lawrence on all of
Orthodox
his shit.
Orthodox and Distinguisher. It's going to be a real fun time.
Can we put some of your music
time
at the end of this?
Sure, if you want to. We only have the one song out.
If that's doable.
You have a whole EP out.
We only need one. That's perfect.
We don't talk about that.
Yeah, it's good.
Easy.
It's all right.
So yeah, stick around if you want to hear some of that.
Yeah. And so I have another show that's on October 9th. So I actually have a couple things that I just announced. But on October 9th, I'm opening the Vomit 4th show with Simulacra and Snuffed On Sight. And I'm playing in a death metal band called Warranted. And they're making their debut. It's just like fucking stomping around, just fucking knuckle draggers.
Just letting out all the aggression.
Yeah,
I guess it's
up.
Warranted.
It's, yeah. Mm-hmm. It's like, yes.
Yes. Oh, man.
Moshing is warranted. And so I'm gonna like create the pages now. So everybody follow Warranted 904. It's not created now,
but right now while you're on the podcast.
Yeah, by the time that this is released, they would be created.
No. Before you leave here right now, create the page.
Yes. Oh, yes. Like before I go on to the next thing?
Correct.
Okay, so everybody shut up. While
so
I do
how
this.
Many bands does this make now?
Oh my God, he's doing it.
I think it's three.
No. So yes, there's that makes two that I'm actually in. There's one that I can't really say anything about. And then there's another one.
Hush, hush.
Yeah. There's another one. I'm actually going on my first tour.
Oh, nice. Shit.
Yeah.
Hey.
With do y'all know the Intervention guys?
Intervention.
No. I'm
intervention.
Aware of Intervention. Yeah. The Florida.
Just Alcoholics really? Anonymous mostly.
Yeah.
We were trying to book book them for Micah, but they were busy.
Yeah.
Oh no. You definitely should.
Until then, I'll keep taking my vitamins.
book Intervention for your interventions. No, I'm filling in guitar for them, and I'm gonna go to a lot of places that I've never been before because it's just a straight up and down East Coast run, gonna hit New York and like
dope.
Philadelphia and stuff like that, Nashville and shit.
That's
so all
awesome
the good cities. Yeah, it's going to be fun.
How much traveling have you done before this?
Barely any.
This is going to be a very, very exciting time.
It'll be, it's going to be cool. Like, I really like the music. Yeah, they're like cool guys. I know the shows aren't going to be, it's not like heavy music or anything. It's just like rock music, you know?
Yeah, sure.
So,
yeah.
Still. Yeah. No. That's a good thing. I can just like,
yeah, you chill, man.
Yeah, I can chill.
Get some experience traveling,
you don't have to
figure
that out.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So they just dropped a record too called The World Is Screaming.
It's good.
I'm not, they didn't pay me to say that, but they're homies. So you should definitely check out their record too.
It's good music.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And then I got my O'Brien Guitar Work stuff. I kind of really want to talk about that if you know you guys
go ahead. Please do.
Yeah, absolutely. So that I'm working on. We're working on expanding, you know, to other things, but we finally hit the milestone that I've been wanting to do. We're finally Seymour Duncan and Dunlop dealers, so you can literally buy MXR pedals from me and like Seymour Duncan pickups from me.
I'm chuffed.
Yes.
Dude. Yeah.
Congratulations, man.
Thanks,
that's awesome.
Man. Appreciate it. And you know, just gonna try to see where that takes us. Ron we don't have like the whole infrastructure set up just yet, but like you can always contact us. I'm on all the social medias and pages. Just search O'Brien Guitar Works. I'm on fucking Google.
Almost all of us podcast have taken our equipment to Lawrence.
Exactly.
Yeah. Probably next.
Yeah. Most.
Yeah. So you do solid fucking work, man.
I appreciate it.
Yeah, dude. That, like, I mentioned it to you earlier. Like, it's so funny, like, having you here and, like, hanging out with us, like, doing other stuff other than just music. Cause, like, just meeting you at a Guitar Center as, like, a guy. I'm like, hey, man, can you fix my PRS?
Yeah.
I don't even remember what you did to it, but, like, it was just, and then Mike was, like, needed good guitar work. So I took him to you. And then, like, you've just always been impressive, man, with what you knew, even at the young age.
I think you did, Andrew's 7-string Telecaster, too, if memory serves me right.
Probably.
Yeah. I remember.
Yeah.
Actually, I did do that. Yeah. I did a lot of, I've done a lot of interesting guitars in the last couple months. Like, I've completely revamped everything that I've done, and like it's gotten, like I showed you guys the room that I put together. So
that looks like a fun little room for
it's really fun. It's really like cozy, and it's nice. So
there's something nice about listening to somebody who's really good at something, a professional, and they enjoy the shit out of it.
I really enjoy it, like the thing I'm doing. I'm really trying to make it like my main only thing, and
tune in next year for when the passion leaves him.
Joe.
You're implying that it hasn't already.
look at how dead those eyes
are. Welcome to being 30.
Look at me.
Well, you know what they say, do what you love and you'll hate it.
You're really gonna discourage this guy? This is Lawrence O'Tryon.
Yep.
Of the machines.
This is a very extensive backstory I need.
I have a Scottish middle name. Is that where that's from?
I'm sorry.
I thought you were going to say
you have a Scottish band.
You said middle name.
Yes. That's my middle name.
Oh, is it?
Yes.
Oh, cool.
No, actually, yeah.
Wait, hold on. Kyle, you got a ska band?
Yeah.
No.
Scottish. Dude, I didn't know you had a ska band. No. Pick it up.
It's Scottish.
I wish Lawrence had been here for that surprise ska moment.
I've only got six more. It's all right.
He was pantomiming. It's okay.
Yeah, we could have used the other SM7B for you, but we just had that one right now. So.
What is this?
I got an S. It's a Sennheiser EA-35.
It's a microphone, Lawrence. What the fuck is wrong with you?
God damn it, dude. You gotta quit taking those vitamins, man.
The only condenser mic you have.
I got an SM57 somewhere. I don't know.
Yeah, right.
Anything else you want to plug before we move on?
What else? I don't think I'm really doing anything else right now. That's about
What's your metal band right now that you're listening to a lot?
Oh man, there's a lot. I'm listening to a lot of hardcore right now, like a lot of metallic hardcore. Some of those newer bands, they're kind of.
Anything to suggest to the audience?
The bands that I'm playing with right now, you should definitely listen to Vomit Forth if you haven't listened to, again, just like Knuckle Dragon death metal.
Cool.
And I don't really know how to describe the other bands, but it's just like, if you're a fan of like heavy, like punk inspired kind of shit, like more metallic than usual, like really like serrated fucking tones, then listen to Vomit Forth, Simulacra, and Stuff on Sight. Those are the bands that I'm playing.
Words. I will never listen to those bands, but God, do you I love to. The names.
No, the names are fucking amazing. That's what I'm saying.
You said punk inspired, but my brain said pumpkin spice.
Yeah, I heard it.
So pumpkin spice death metal. We're not on board with.
Just a bunch of chicks in Starbucks outfits fucking just breaking.
It's kind of like us. We only play shows in the fall.
I hate that visual.
You guys are a pumpkin spice band.
Cool.
I'm on board.
You can only catch us when we're in season.
Holy shit.
We're a seasonal band.
We're a seasonal band. We only play shows in the fall.
Oh, now it's time for the news. Now we enter the vortex of news. Oh, well, there's 41 pieces of news.
Is there really?
We're going to talk about them. We're going to tell
them. Okay, I wouldn't believe it, but it looks like he has a whole fucking page of shit.
He drew a vortex on his paper, so that's, that checks out.
Fast.
Is that a Sagittarius symbol in there?
Go fast.
Saggy hairy ass?
No.
Oh.
I'm just kidding. No, we are going to go fast through a lot of these. We're not.
Got to fast.
Anyways, Ubisoft came out last Saturday. Assassin's Creed.
Right.
Hello, we're Ubisoft. We made Assassin's Creed. We are failing at every other franchise. So we're going to oversaturate the market with Assassin's Creed.
But Kyle, didn't Ubisoft come out a few years ago and go, hey, we've put out way too much Assassin's Creed.
And
we're
going to
slow down.
To be fair, they have taken a 2-year break. The last Assassin's Creed they put out was Valhalla, which came out the 2020. So,
and they took a break.
Was it already 2020?
Granted, they've been pumping that thing with DLC a lot. So
you can be Iron Man now.
Turns out it's the only thing we have that hasn't failed yet.
It has. They
Assassin's Creed, good.
Let's there it make is.
Everything
it fail.
Else bad.
That's the.
Thank you, Josh. My favorite voice.
What do you do?
So Mirage is the new Assassin's Creed game that's coming out next year, 2023.
Are we sure it's going to be real?
It's based in Baghdad, so it's going to be Baghdad setting.
They're bringing back the parkour from Unity, which is pretty cool.
And it's going to be built like an original Assassin's Creed game, like
the three pillars,
one,
of
two,
gameplay.
And three. Yeah, like
yeah, stealth,
so it's going to be like a
like action and something
somewhat linear esque game. A lot.
You mean I can't have a boat?
I don't know.
Probably.
Maybe you can.
A sand boat?
So returning to what made Assassin's Creed good in the first place?
Yes.
Yes.
That's we'll good.
We'll see. Anyways.
Thank you.
We'll Ugg. See.
There was rumor that they were going to announce four Assassin's Creed games. They've announced more than that.
They're so, like, we're capable of drowning this thing real quick.
We have altered the deal. Pray we do not alter it.
Assassin's Creed Jade is going to be set in ancient China, where you create your own character. It's going to be on mobile. Gotta say, it actually looks pretty good for a mobile game.
Yes.
Yeah.
You can't
the flyover that they showed you with the character stationary in the before he jumps off the pillar, and then they're like, yes. Jade, and they're like, you couldn't show us.
Granted, I personally it's called Code Jade for now, whatever the case may be. And Mirage, honestly, like looking back, it seems very bland to me as well. Like,
well, they didn't show any gameplay.
Assassin's Creed 1.
They
again.
Just showed a cinematic.
Right, but even the atmosphere, I'm like, this is Assassin's Creed 1. Anyways, moving on from that. Code Red, Mountain Dew, Baja, Assassin's Creed is possibly the name of the episode.
I got it.
Is going to be the Ninja Assassin's Creed.
Yeah,
the feudal Japan Assassin's
that
Creed
that we've always wanted.
That everyone always wanted forever.
The one we've been asking for 10 years.
Yeah, but now that they have to do it.
Now they have to do it because Ghost of Tsushima came out, was a phenomenal ninja game.
So good.
And Assassin's Creed were like, oh no, what about us? Like, we asked for this. We asked for this, and they did it before you could.
And they crushed it.
Yeah.
And now there's a shit ton of ninja games out, and I don't know if this is going to be worth my time.
Dude, because there's the other one that we'll talk about later in the PlayStation Showcase that was absolutely sick.
So all these are being developed at the same time.
Yeah,
absolutely. Right.
So that means their A-plus talent isn't on one project.
Josh.
Or maybe is on one
don't
project
forget,
and the other
they are on Josh, one project. Don't forget, they've also got to drive that Splinter Cell ship right into a rock.
Right, yeah, forgot about that. Yeah, anyways, let's move on.
Forget about
Let's see, the Code Red ninja game is going to be open world like Odyssey, Valhalla, stuff like that. And another game that's supposedly going to be in that style is Assassin's Creed Code Hexie.
What?
Which is
this supposed to be what Infinity was?
To me, is the most interesting one, is the furthest one away. The only thing that they've shown is a little cinematic of the symbol dropping down and it looking like some kind of Salem witch trial-y, witch style stuff, like a horror Assassin's Creed. Like, I don't know what that could be.
Shut the fuck up, I'm in.
That's the only one I'm kind of interested in. They also announced the Assassin's Creed Infinite hub world thing, which supposedly is going to tie all the games together in a nice little bow. I think it's literally just going to turn into an Assassin's Creed game launcher.
Yes.
It's going to be another marketplace.
Yeah. Yes.
Let's and, go. It's just going to be an online lobby.
Purchase Animus points at the Animus shop.
Here's what
I think it's going to be like
out
a little
daily energy. You can't drop into Animus.
Jesus. It's also where they're going to be hosting their multiplayer game too, right?
Right. They're also coming out with a multiplayer game.
Don't forget the battle
pass. This is why I think that might work.
If
all of those Assassin's Creed games in some way are able to connect together through crossplay for like these three or four multiplayer modes. So you're getting to bring your assassin in from whatever game you're playing. And like, I don't know if that's a balanceable thing or not, but like, I don't know how else you make an Assassin's Creed hub world thing work. Like,
these
games are not games of service.
They're making their own social media platform so you can browse your assassin's feed.
What about your NFTs for Assassin's Creed?
Yeah, your Assassin's
Creed NFTs.
Unfortunately,
through Quartz,
there's a handful. A majority of those games I really enjoy. I think that they're good games, and this kind of has me somewhat interested. Unfortunately, I do not really like Ubisoft as a company right now.
I've been burned before.
Ubisoft is ruining majority of their franchises, not handling them well. There's a lot of sexual allegations. There's a lot of abuse and stuff going on in their workplace that I don't entirely support. It's easy for me to not support Ubisoft right now. as much as I think this is cool, I think I could very easily pass on it.
Not to play Tsushima.
There's a billion games that are coming out that we're about to talk about that are in this vein that I think I can deal with.
Yeah.
We'll see. For the next piece of news, Nintendo had a Direct.
Oh, yeah.
Did they?
It was 40 minutes long. Mm. Me and Micah watched it.
And I was infuriated.
Oh, wait. No, we didn't watch that. We watched the State of Play together.
Yeah. I did go back and watch it.
I watched the Nintendo Direct.
And tell me about the farming games.
I wish Micah was watching it, because honestly, I wanted to hear his hatred for the story.
For the eight farming games that they announced.
Unbelievable. I have them listened.
How are you not excited right now?
We will get to the farming section of the Direct.
Burn through it. Let's go.
But I am fucking shocked, dude, that Nintendo, like, people are just like, oh man, I love Nintendo. I'm like, why?
Yeah.
They're just doing the same fucking thing over and fucking over again.
They literally
Disney cannot get away from this, dude, and Nintendo does it now too, where they're like, no more new IPs. It is only the old shit over and over and over.
Yes, we know Nintendo.
New on Nintendo Switch, Madden 2004.
Unfortunately,
I'd be so
play as Michael Vick.
Nintendo does.
Wow.
Before the dog thing.
Wow.
Before the dog thing edition.
Before that whole thing.
Yeah. Speaking of.
Yes.
What do you mean, speaking of?
Shut up, Joe! Shut the fuck up!
How is it? All right.
I'm taking it out on you. You were the last to speak. You get all the damage. Anyways, they announced a new Fire Emblem. Fire Emblem Engaged, where you play as a femboy with pink and blue hair.
Shut up, man.
Fire Emblem Engaged? Wait.
Didn't they? Are the Fire Emblems that they announced side by side even out yet?
What? I don't know.
Because they didn't they do that recently?
Read games.
What was it called again?
Fire Emblem Engaged.
But I haven't even seen a ring.
There is a ring involved in the trailer. Well. The character actually wears a ring and summons characters from previous Fire Emblem games, like Marth and Celissa.
Who?
That's right.
I know one of those names.
Yep, me too.
Is it Celissa?
It's Marth.
It sure looks like a Fire Emblem game. There was a whole, like, one character had a lance, was, like, riding on a horse, and was like, one move can change the entire weight of the battle, and just does this big animation thing, and then it pulls out, and it's a grid, and it's one guy going,
and you see the numbers and the tick mark go down.
Yeah, I was like, yeah.
They're good games.
They are. They're all right.
They're not for me.
They're not for me.
Not with that attitude.
But they do seem okay. Octopath Traveler 2.
Hell yeah.
Do you like Octopath Traveler?
Excited.
Me too.
A lot of people are stoked on it.
Yeah. If, mind you, this whole conference was at 12 frames per second.
There was... True. Fortunately, this art style works with that. That's okay. I am excited about Octopath Traveler 2. The first one, the creator said that they heard the criticisms about the stories not intertwining the way people expected them to, and they said they're going to work on that and give you a brand new set of characters and a brand new story. So it sounds cool to me. Keep that style alive. Give me as many of those games as you can.
2.5D pixel art.
So good.
Love it.
Bayonetta 3!
Bayonetta!
Yep.
It breaks my heart to see Devil May Cry like combat locked behind that shit ass hardware.
It's true.
Jesus Christ.
You just feel like you
could just see it like wanting to explode out of that fucking Switch.
It looks cool as shit. I don't want to play it on Switch.
No.
And that sucks.
Yep.
Imagine trying to play Devil May Cry.
Maybe
on the
one day
Switch.
That IP will actually manage to get off of the Switch and we can play it on PC or something like that. I'll probably give it a shot. We'll see. I don't know. Ironically, I'll have the ability to play the original Bayonetta on my PlayStation 5. And then I'll have to play Bayonetta 2 on my Switch. And that's not going to be very fun. Anyways, Final Fantasy. Theater Rhythm. You like all Final Fantasy music? Here's all of the Final Fantasy music from all of the games in a rhythm game. And it'll explain the story of the games as you do the rhythm game.
Yeah, cool, I guess. That series has been around for a while.
That's pretty cool.
Sleeper's
cool.
Good.
Yeah. Nintendo 64. Remember that?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Here it is again.
Oh, yeah, shit. Remember.
But in bits and starts.
Oh, no.
Yes.
You remember? Oh, yeah. Sure, I remember.
So fucking ridiculous.
Mario Party.
Cool.
Mario Party 2.
Great.
Mario Party 3.
Say GoldenEye.
There it is.
Fuck! Yes!
With online play.
Oh, no!
On Nintendo servers?
That's right.
That's not what that's called.
No.
Online play? More like online fuck!
You can play it locally, but you can also play it online if you'd like.
Man, that is not where I want to play GoldenEye.
Here's the big problem. Microsoft is putting out GoldenEye on Game Pass without online play.
That's fine.
Local co-op.
Okay.
Yeah.
Don't care.
Local.
And it's like, that kind of makes sense. But the one that they're putting out, actually, you don't have to use the old N64 controls. You can actually play it like a regular first person shooter. Whereas the Switch one will probably be like, no. The buttons are still the same.
No, you have to use the motion control.
An addendum to that, I think it's only on Game Pass if you previously owned the Rare Replay.
Ooh, interesting.
Yeah.
Either way.
Weird. And they announced like Pokemon Stadium, 180 snowboarding, like a bunch of stuff's coming to N64.
When will my boy Space Station Silicon Valley get some love?
Seriously. The thing is that they're just drip feeding this stuff, and I don't really like that. It's like here's this premium plan for all these old fucking games that we could easily put on your console, but
we won't.
We're just gonna leak them out.
Just gonna milk it.
Yep.
First range.
Yes. Fucking Nintendo, the milkers.
No, you don't get like the library right off the bat and get burned out on it real quick.
Well, yeah, because then you cancel subscribe.
Like, yep. Finish my thought. Then you cancel your subscription and then they don't get any more money out of you.
You just have these weird pauses.
Yeah, well, I speak like a normal human being. quick, I don't have to vomit out all my thoughts at once. But like, if there's six games and like you play those for a little while and I'm secretly a reptile and then.
In the subtext.
Then you get burned out on those six games and they release more games. You're like, yeah, I want to play 1080 snowboarding. And then you pay them again.
Yeah.
We've had Fierce Money, but what about Second Money?
What about
Subliminade? More Mario Kart.
No.
You broke, Josh.
Mario Kart is going to milk itself to death.
What a way to go. Milk those sweet, sweet Mario udders.
Mario Kart has the biggest tits of all time because it's getting milked forever. I don't know what I'm doing.
Which one's the last one they put out? Eight?
Eight. And they put out eight on the Wii U, re-released it on the Switch, and now they have the DLC course pack, which they're taking so fucking long to again, drip feed them to you.
I
bought the complete pack.
How
they've
old
released
is that game,
four
though?
Of like what the 10 courses they announced.
It came out on the Wii U
like a year ago.
It's more than 5 years old.
When was the last like big first party Nintendo game that came out aside Breath from like Mario?
Well,
Golf.
Actually, Splatoon 3 just came out. We'll talk about that. So, Wii Sports, the new one, or I guess it's not Wii Sports. Switch Sports gets golf now, so you can pretend you're President Trump. Well, try not to get indicted. Anyways.
I have the documents! That's the problem! It's a birdie!
It's the new game mode. Hide from the FBI.
Mario Strikers gets a free DLC with Thick Palutena and...
Thick Palutena.
Diddy Kong.
Nice.
Diddy Kong?
Monkey.
No, Diddy Kong.
Thicky Kong.
You're thinking of Fucky Kong.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Xenoblade 3 gets DLC. It's a mechanical girl. I don't like it.
Oh, it's so weird, dude. Just anime face and then like weird robot.
Everyone
waifu.
Was trying to defend that fucking that. Game.
Give
everyone
me the
was
robot
like,
waifu.
Oh no, it's more serious. It's not as anime. It's not as blah blah blah. It's like
I heard about Nier once.
Shut the fuck up.
Hit a sore spot.
Resident Evil, all the new games, all the remakes, 8 and the remakes. Are coming to Switch, except they're coming through your ceiling from the cloud.
Oh, so they're going to play like shit.
Yeah.
Go ahead and skip that, bud.
So once again, if you want to play it in the worst possible way.
I love that Dying Light doesn't even work well through Switch cloud streaming. And they're like, no, Resident Evil 8, one of the prettiest games in first person. Let's put that on our Switch.
One of the most detailed games I've ever seen.
Your Switch will literally catch fire.
Cool. Splatoon 3 came out. They showed some stuff on that. It's already sold like 3 million copies it's like, in Japan alone.
It's like one of their best-selling games ever.
Surprising. I've never played
it. Kids, man.
People love them.
See the donkey video?
Yeah.
So he like kept switching footage of 1, 2, and 3, and you don't notice?
Oh, shit. I never noticed. I didn't notice that at all.
You did that shit with the Ratchet & Clank like remake and like the
but
new game.
But it was obvious.
I didn't notice.
How did you not notice?
I haven't seen the
good-looking game.
It looks great.
The PS4 Ratchet.
My eyes! They're special. Anyways.
Clearly.
Then Nintendo decided to go farm mode.
Dude, I'm going to farm my fucking ass off. Let's go.
RPG farming simulator.
Name all of them back to back.
Ever since the grand success of Stardew Valley and Animal Crossing, every company said, whoa, we want that farming money.
It's like the next NFT, dude.
It was more than one. It was more than two. It was like eight.
I feel bad for this one because I feel like this one kind of deserved it. Harvest Moon remake is known as Story of Seasons. They're doing that.
That makes sense.
Yeah. That's Harvest Moon. They were the OGs. Yeah. I think that's a little unfair. Unfortunately, they got sunk down with the quicksand of farming games. Fae Farm. It's a farming simulator, but with magic and fairies.
And you're not on board? Come on.
Mm. Harvestella.
Oh, I'm there.
The fact that it's called Harvestella is hilarious to me. It's got like a JRPG fighting mechanics, turn-based fighting, but also farming.
Absolutely.
Also farming.
I just don't like.
Great. Yes. Next one.
Atelier Ryza 3.
Another banger.
Alchemist of the End and The Secret Key. What, that's the name of the one.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
How do you say no to that?
Also, JRPG / Farming Simulator, Rune Factory 3. I know we talked about Rune Factory 5 in our last Direct, but this one's the third one. Farming and stuff. And also, more Rune Factory coming your way.
Dude, I'm going to factor some runes.
Various Day Life. If a dev ever wanted, if a developer ever wanted to just be like, here,
various daylight.
Here, I have fulfilled my contractual obligation.
I can't even joke about this one.
Quiet quitting over there.
There is life of the variety in here.
Quiet. This is
quiet quitting the
this
game.
This is the product. This is the product of a development team that is quiet, all collectively quiet quit. Various day
life. Company's like, you gotta make a game, and they're like, well, here's a fucking farming thing.
The National Geographic on the floor. They threw darts at it and picked the words that it landed on.
Fuck. Yeah.
Anyways, and then Nintendo decided, enough of that. We're gonna crank it up to 11. What if we had a fitness boxing game that was based around Fist of the North Star?
That's dope.
I love that.
That sounds cool. Yeah.
Exactly. Dude, I'll play the fuck out
of that. You gotta play with your Ring Fit.
They showed more of the SpongeBob SquarePants and the Cosmic. The Cosmic Shake.
The Cosmic.
The Cosmic.
The Cosmic Bitch.
Thanks. You're welcome. Anyways, Master Detective Rain Code, which is from the makers of Danganronpa, is another one of those sleuthy games.
That's cool.
Good for them.
I don't know what a Danganronpa is, and I'm too afraid to ask at this point.
Front Mission is finally getting a date. It's coming out in November. Thank you. The second one's coming out in 2023, and apparently they're remaking the third one as well.
Dope. Front Mission?
Yeah. That's the mech game.
Mech.
Turn-based mech game.
Mech!
Gonna play that shit. Sifu's coming to the Switch. Oh, yeah. This is the is the segment of, hey, you know all those games that came out a year ago?
Check
them
out.
They're finally hitting the Switch.
This broke my heart. That game, like, is part of its glory is like how fluid it is. And when you watch that fucking Switch reveal for its release, it is framey as fuck.
It's a Switch.
Bad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just, what a terrible console.
It Takes Two.
It has Smash and Mario Switch. Odyssey.
That kind of makes sense a little bit.
Tunic. Come on the Switch.
Sure.
Fatal Frame.
Really?
The original Fatal Frame?
That's kind of cool.
It's not the original Fatal Frame, but it's one that came out in Japan that didn't come out in the West that is now coming out in the West. So that looks pretty cool. And that's about it, aside from The Legend of Zelda, Tears of the Kingdom.
It's not Tears of the Kingdom. The only thing I gave a shit about.
I'm sure it's a hit in England right now.
They did not show the Direct in England because of the Queen. And the Tears of the Kingdom.
Did you guys see some of the subreddit for... I guess Breath of the Wild or what now is Tears of the Kingdom. There was like a huge little debate for like a couple days of like, is it Tears or Tears?
Tears.
It's Tears.
Tears.
Tears of the Kingdom.
For some people, it was definitely Tears and they died on a very, very big hill.
There's tears in the video, but they showed a little bit of quote unquote gameplay.
It wasn't much.
They didn't show much, but they did get a release date of May 12th. So
May 12th, May 15th.
Yeah, a lot of people are curious if that may have gotten switched around and they're like, is that the English version of the date or is that the American version of the
date? No, it did say May. Oh, that's right. Cause do the,
it's like, is that May or December? That's a big difference there. I don't like that. That'd be funny.
Looks like
it's one date and then they delay it. No, it was actually the other date the whole time. You dummies. You guys are crazy. So that was all for Nintendo.
Mouthful. Dude, I can't wait. I can't wait to farm.
Did that get you guys excited, though, for the new one?
No.
The second one?
No. Well, I'm excited to play it. Honestly, I was a little underwhelmed because seeing that trailer, I was like, yeah, man, that literally just looks like Breath of the Wild.
Yeah.
Again.
It's kind of what I expected, though.
Yes. Yeah. But no. So
that console can't
more. Which is more.
More. I knew there was going to be a sequel to that game.
Like, more Breath of the Wild. Yeah. Just more of it. Give me.
The thing about it is that Breath of the Wild came out and pushed the Switch to its limit.
Yep.
And
this will not innovate.
Right, exactly. So I'm just going to get more of the same.
Yeah.
And honestly, the original Breath of the Wild didn't run terribly wonderfully.
They basically just added another loading screen in the form of clouds.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Oh yeah, true.
We'll see. Maybe falling. I wonder how boring falling will be. That's some
how
point.
Good that screen is.
I'll get there eventually.
I'm looking forward to it. Anyways, aside from Nintendo, Sony had their State of Play, and it kicked my fucking balls in.
Yes, it was ridiculous.
And I came everywhere.
What's so funny is before that it even started, they kind of set expectations. They're like, it's not going to be that crazy.
And they were
this
right.
is not that crazy
it
for them.
It started off with a fucking bang.
It literally ended and started and ended with the exact same thing. Two buff men beating the shit out of each other. And it
started
awesome.
Out with probably the hypest thing for me, Tekken fucking 8.
Yeah.
Like Tekken 8. Oh my God.
I could not tell if it was switching between gameplay or not. It felt like it was.
It's gameplay that's like over exaggerated.
Yeah.
So it's scripted.
It looks good though. Tekken 7 was a visual marvel on the hardware that it was running on. Mm-hmm. And now that it's going to be exclusive on the PlayStation 5, it's going to be proprietary. Mm-hmm. It's not going to be on last gen shit. It's going to be awesome.
I'm gonna shit, piss, and come.
I can't wait to get.
you guys know me. I used to be like a competitive Tekken player. Yeah. So like, I'm super stoked.
I'm so excited to get into this with you because I've never been at the ground floor of a Tekken. I'm like, I'm getting.
I really want to see what the roster is going to look like.
I can't wait to get good.
It was so funny. After the fact, you were like, did anything happen? And we were like, no, nothing really. Oh shit, Tekken 8 trailer. Oh my God.
Yeah.
One thing I noticed is that a lot of the fans are like, are we keeping Akuma in there? Because everyone really likes Akuma in there.
He was very fun, but probably not.
We'll see. He's technically a part of the lore.
They also like Arthur Geese. He's probably not going to be in there.
That'd be cool, too. Keep him alive. Keep him out of King of Fighters. Anyways, for the next thing that they showed was a Like a Dragon Ishin.
Dude.
Which is a remake of a Yakuza game that was released only in Japan.
Yes.
That is now
finally getting like basically remade from the ground up for.
And this is the feudal Japan, right?
Yes. Yeah. It's the feudal Japan version of Yakuza.
This is why I want a PS5.
Oh like, my I really God. Need one. When I tell you, me and Kyle were like, oh, this looks like Yakuza. And then he pulls out a revolver and shoots four people and cuts a bullet in half with a sword. And me and Kyle were like, I'm in.
You're a Yakuza fan? I didn't know that.
Well, I haven't played the games, but like, I just want all of these titles just are things that I've been wanting to play. I didn't realize that they were getting all these remakes and like, you know, things were like
Yakuza's
being updated.
Right
yeah, no, that's insane.
Almost all of Yakuza has been updated.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yakuza is one of those series that I feel like it's passable to be a fan of the concept, but never played.
Yeah. You see it, you're like, that looks like fun.
I've just never gotten around to play. I saw it on Game Pass. I'm pretty sure I actually downloaded it, but I just haven't like gotten into it.
This one that we're talking about, like we'll send you the link for a trailer, man. I've got to play this one.
This looks crazy. So from this point forward, it will be called Like a Dragon.
Yes.
Interesting.
Yakuza is done. So the series is now known as Like a Dragon.
Yes. Interesting.
Yeah. Oh, that's cool.
Which is really what it's called in Japan anyway.
Yes. In Japan, it's just called Like
just
a
like
Dragon.
Just like how they have
Biohazard. They try to get away from anything like Yakuza related.
They don't
like the imagery. In fact, if you claim ties to Yakuza, they'll like freeze your bank accounts.
Interesting.
They don't give a fuck.
Jeez. I love those games. What do I do? What does it mean? I don't understand.
Suffer.
Oh my God.
Good shit.
Anyways, it looks really cool. It was hilarious to see because I was like, oh man, this looks really serious. And then you just see the same fucking characters from Yakuza in this feudal Japan setting. I'm like, it's just them.
Yeah.
It's like, actors. And
that's
like,
okay.
I love that.
They're incredibly goofy games with a usually very heart tugging story.
Yeah. Like, very interesting.
It's good.
Hogwarts showed some more stuff.
Sure did.
They're getting some special stuff specifically for the PlayStation. So if you like Hogwarts and you're on a PlayStation, then you're gonna have a good time.
You get an extra haunted Hogsmeade quest.
You get more hog for your Hogwart.
Woo!
Hog.
Mm-hmm.
But I wanted the wart.
Yeah.
Pacific Drive.
I did like this.
This looked pretty cool.
I did like it.
I missed that one.
It's a sequel to Atlantic Run.
You're in the Pacific Northwest. You're in a station wagon that's like heavily modified with like all this like cool science tech and good equipment. there's like some kind of crazy anomaly and you're driving around trying to figure it out.
You're in a station wagon.
Oh, yeah, you're in a station wagon. It's, and then like
you're just driving around. Cool. And at first, like seeing this trailer, I'm like, oh man, this is another
very
one of
Annapurna,
those.
Very
this is another one of
artsy.
Those like survival games, like kind of minimalistic art style, but you're just going around houses and collecting stuff to survive, I guess. I'm like assuming that this dude is like driving to his base and he's gonna like build a base and blah blah blah. It's like, no. The car is the base.
Nice.
I'm like, oh.
And there was a really cool, like, at the end when they, like, reveal the name of it and, like, there's, like, this crazy energy thing out in the forest, like, shooting up into the sky. The station wagon pulls up and a girl comes over the phone, like, a girl comes over her comms or something. She goes, oh, no, it happened again, or another one. And then the station wagon, like, digitizes and disappears. And it was just like, okay, that was a really good, intriguing trailer.
Actually,
like, you got
gives
me
Outer Wilds vibes.
The art style.
Like,
yeah.
I think it's going to have like a time loop kind of thing.
Shut the fuck up, Josh is in.
Because it's they call it a roguelike or whatever.
Roguelike?
That's dope. I didn't hear that. That's cool. Yeah.
Okay.
I'm interested.
It looks pretty cool. Let's see. PlayStation Stars.
I have a theory that this was Sony trying to get into NFTs, and then when they saw the market absolutely shit itself, they were like, well, we have spent way too much money on this shit.
This is exactly what this was.
We have to use these assets.
Because they were literally like, oh, get these digital like digital representations of like
your achievements
and stuff. I'm like,
so it's like the first one they showed,
I have trophies,
the Ape Escape Monkey.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, this is...
But it's like, oh, digital apes. Escape. Yeah.
Yeah. I was like, these are NFTs, but they're trying not to say NFT anymore. I'm like, oh, you...
Like, the whole time they're showing, I was like, yeah, this whole program was supposed to be NFTs.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Sin Duality.
Yep.
I'm going to play the fuck out of that.
Which one was this one?
Looks cool. That's the mech game that we were looking at.
Oh, yeah.
It looks like I really liked the weight of it and stuff. It has a lot of anime vibes in it. Like, of course, the characters are like very anime style and this and that. I'm like, why? We always got to go this direction with it. But fine. The mech looks cool as fuck. And it looks like there's co-op involved as well. Cool.
That's what got me, is I was not interested until I saw like the bottom readout where it was talking about like online connectivity. And then I was like, oh, this is a co-op game. Like,
kinda,
that is cool.
It kind of made me think of like, what if Gears of War was just them and mechs?
God,
because it looks like they kind of like moved around.
What if Titanfall, but just weight. Never getting out?
Yeah, exactly. I'd be down to do that. Gunmetal. Let's see. Stellar Blade, previously Project Eve, the one that we thought was Nier Automata.
Briefly.
Looks awesome as hell. This looks like a hack and slash, third person over the shoulder, super sci-fi, super high quality graphics.
Dude,
like
her like unfurling that gun in space, it looked like Gundam,
like the old man like cyberpunk meditating and chanting some shit. It looks beautiful, particle effects everywhere.
A definite Devil May Cry.
Let's go. Clone, I'm 100% on board. The only thing I'm not a fan of, once again, Team Ninja is doing it. And the jiggle physics
are
need
out of
to calm the fuck down.
Are we jiggling?
Man's the jiggling.
Those jiggle physics need to calm the fuck down. Every titty in that cutscene moves way too much.
Just I can't believe that passed through their like
Jesus Christ,
like standards and practices.
Don't you get it?
That's exactly what they do. Want.
Don't you get it? It's self-aware now. They're doing it on purpose.
This is the Dead or Alive Extreme Beach Volleyball team,
dude. If Team Ninja made an extreme volleyball, it would just be boobs playing volleyball.
Forget the faces. Anyways,
they have faces.
Forget the faces.
Rise of the Ronin. This is that team that made Neo.
Yep.
Is basically making what looks like to me a Assassin's open world Ghost of Tsushima style.
Yeah, it looks like Ghost of Tsushima.
Yeah,
but like Elden Ring-ish.
It looks sick.
But is this the one where you like he jumped off and had like the whole flying thing?
Yes.
Yeah. That felt Assassin's Creed.
And he pulled out a gun. I was like, cool. I'm like, once again, this game's going to come out and eat Assassin's Creed lunch before they get to their fucking
why new IP, fresh, like people will give it a chance.
Yep. Yeah, seems cool. And then, of course, God of War, Ragnarok.
Never.
I didn't watch the trailer, but I know it was hype. It's
never has a trailer made me feel so much better about spending $250 on a collector's edition.
Jesus Christ.
Dude, so while we were watching it, I was being blown away by what they were showing. And then I was like, no, they're showing me way too much.
But then I was like, but I'll keep watching. I'm not going to stop. Yeah. Like, it, every time it cut to something cooler and cooler and fucking cooler and fucking cooler. And I was I couldn't believe it, dude.
That's the game that, like, threw me over the top. Because, like, we were talking about Breath of the Wild and Tears of the Kingdom, how Tears of the Kingdom, I'm like, I'm not really hype about that. That just looks like more Breath of the Wild. This should just be more God of War. So my expectations are kind of on the same level. I'm just like, it's more God of War. I'm excited to play it. I'll play it. I'll have fun. So then I watched this trailer. I was like, oh my God, I didn't know. I didn't know how much I fucking want to play that.
So,
oh my God.
They focused.
That was another one of the games that I played over the time. I really got into that.
We're past what we played.
So they focused heavily on like changing up combat a little bit. Jeez. They focused heavily on more diverse enemy density, and you're going to all 9 of the realms in the game.
Shit.
God of War,
I don't remember fucking shit. I just remember just epic moment after epic moment, like that's now I'm covered. Moment was just mind-blowing.
Yeah.
I was kind of sad that I saw a few of those moments, and I'm like, that's a big
moment. But that's the thing. For them to put that in the trailer,
what else is in
there?
Yeah.
So I went back.
I gotta know!
I went back for comparison. I was like, I want to see the official release trailer for God of War 2018. Because I want to see what they showed in that trailer.
It was sick.
Not only was that trailer hype as fuck for a game I've played 3 times, and I was like, fuck yeah, I'm going to play God of War 2018 again, which I'm in the middle of a playthrough of. But then I went back and watched the God of War 2 trailer for Ragnarok, and I was like, man, I guarantee you half of that shit is probably the first third of the game.
Yeah, seriously.
Like, I bet you, dude, they're so smart about that stuff, man. Like, when Santa Monica puts a trailer out, I kind of hold it to the same quality of a Marvel trailer. Well, Marvel trailers will straight up lie to you to keep shit from you.
Yeah.
Literally make up scenes.
They will make up scenes. Yeah. They will add things that aren't there to like throw you off to like make the whole thing a lot better. Like, that's how I feel about their trailer, man.
I'm excited to replay it.
Like a big ass jellyfish.
If you're playing it on PS5, Oh my God. It plays so good on PS5.
All right. So hear me out. So 11/9 comes around. The game comes out. You boot it up and you're greeted with Kratos on his farm. Surprise, it's not a farming game.
I will not only scream in frustration, I will probably love it.
Yeah,
still somehow fits in all of those scenes.
Still works.
Wow, this is not what I expected.
That's just an average day in the life of agriculture.
I do recommend if you are avoiding the trailer because you want to like just media blackout, I don't blame you, but once you beat the game, go back and watch that trailer. It is cut so well.
Yeah, it'll make you want to play it again.
Yeah.
And then you will.
I'll forget. Yeah.
It'll be great.
I'll forget.
Tokyo Game Show is going on right now, so that's why a lot of these announcements are coming out, and a few other teams have come out with some stuff. Street Fighter VI officially showed their character customization, and I could not be happier.
Yeah, that shit looks crazy.
It looks so fucking cool.
It looks so good.
Do you get to customize more than just your appearance? Do you get to, like, adjust, like, customize fight style and moves?
Can you make Donkey Kong?
Probably.
You get to go out into the actual
Soul Calibur.
You get to go out into the actual fucking city and fight in the goddamn streets.
Well, yeah, Street Fighter.
Oh my God! Does it turn
to side by side at that point or something?
Yeah,
yeah.
Nice. Yep. You basically go up to different people. It looks way more organic than I thought it would look. It looks really fucking cool. The character customization is super duper in depth, and actually, a lot of people in the Dragon's Dogma community was like, hey, everybody check this out. That's what we're going to get in Dragon's Dogma 2.
Yeah, for real.
Like,
probably.
Shit.
Probably, yeah.
That's awesome. And like, you get to, I think it's going to work kind of like Soul Calibur does, where it's like you create a character and you pick a fighting style, which is like one of the fighting characters, instead of developing your own, but I'm not entirely sure. Either way, I'm very stoked for this.
Yeah, for sure. That's awesome.
This is like a billion times better than Street Fighter V's launch ever was, so.
Well, good. I hope it lands for you guys.
Tekken 8 and Street Fighter 6 coming out at the same time. It's going to be a fighting game.
Oh, Evo next year is going to be fucking bonkers.
Oh, I didn't even think about that.
Fighting games and ninja games. I'm on board.
And farming games.
Shut up. We did that already.
And I'll do it again.
The age of cyberpunk games has ended. May the farming simulator era reign.
Babylon's Fall is dead.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Square Enix decided that we're done with that, and they're going to close.
What about
servers.
That one guy?
They would literally zero now.
They literally hit zero. They had long segments of time with zero players.
What was the official timeline on that game?
not a year.
Holy
it's being
wow.
shut down the day before it launched.
Oh, what?
Yep. On the next year. So
couldn't that's even fun. Give Damn. It to 365.
Fuck.
PlayStation VR 2 is not going to be backwards compatible with PlayStation VR 1.
No.
Yep. So all those fun games you enjoyed on PSVR 1, buy them again.
You what can't be serious.
They, not, serious. They do not do backwards compatibility.
They do
well.
Not fuck around.
Xbox doing sense. It okay. You can put in a PlayStation 4 game and play the fucking
we
game.
We had to literally hold them at gunpoint to do that.
Yeah, it's nuts. I don't know. Like, I think it's hilarious. Murder you. Like, man, you guys are assholes.
They don't give
that's
a shit.
Rough.
That makes no sense to
nah,
me.
Yeah, dude.
Like, yeah, it's should,
better
it
hardware.
Very easily yeah. be it's, able to play that.
It's either Sony greed or the architecture for VR 2 is wildly different, and yeah. it just will not work, which is know. What happened from PS3 to PS4, which is why the backwards
yeah,
compatibility
this,
wouldn't work then.
See this XYZ axis? Not compatible in the new one. Doesn't work that way.
I don't know how this shit works. You're probably right.
Know, probably.
Hey, that's so wild, man.
Hey, Keanu Reeves is coming back for Constantine sequel.
What?
Yeah.
Is that real?
Yeah.
Wow. That was not where I thought that sentence was going.
yeah.
Because he is coming back for Cyberpunk DLC.
Yeah, I thought that's what
yeah,
you were talking about.
I don't give a fuck about Cyberpunk. Constantine 2.
Constantine sequel with J.J. Abrams.
Ooh.
That's not cool.
I'm on right. board.
That's the that. Sound of me pissing shitting in.
How do you have anything left?
Wait, so is that going to be
a healthy
Josh,
boy?
Is J.J. Abrams confirmed?
Takes his
yeah,
vitamins.
Let's see. Constantine sequel, Keanu Reeves and Francis fuck. Lawrence reunite.
Fanfic.
Akiva Goldsman scripting and producing with J.J. Abrams and Hannah Minghella.
Damn, dude. You know who was in the running for that?
Guys, his phone screen's
Mangold.
Not even on. He's just making this
I don't
up.
Know who that is.
He's the guy who directed
Looking
Logan.
At himself talk.
Directed what?
James Mangold is the guy who directed Logan.
Oh.
He was in the running for that. I was hoping he was going to get that.
J.J. Cool. Abrams isn't that bad.
Oh, yeah. He's not that bad. Yeah. Damn, James
That's
Mangold would have crushed that.
Dude, Constantine is like one of my favorites.
Yeah, I love
Super
that
underrated.
Movie. Oh,
Super
yeah.
Underrated. And for our last piece of news, the Black Dahlia murder is returning. Where
sort of.
Their guitarist is putting down his guitar and stepping into the front man position, and their old previous guitarist is returning to the guitar position.
That guitarist is a very good vocalist, so this is not a bad thing. They're doing a reunion tour and big show, kind of like, it seems like it's kind of the same thing, like when Suicide Silence did the Mitch Luker show
yeah.
after his passing. It seems like they're kind of doing something similar.
Yeah, it seems like the consensus is this was like the thing that made the most sense
yeah.
to
yeah.
happen. It's what the fans wanted, yeah. and yep. it's like best case scenario.
It seems yep. like a really cool situation.
Yep.
This is much better than the Pantera shit that's going on. That
yeah,
I really
yeah.
like.
Yeah.
What's going on there?
The two remaining members of Pantera.
So Phil and the bass player?
Phil and the bass player, which
that
I can't remember the
player.
Name of the
nobody,
bass player.
Nobody ever remembers his name.
So, yeah.
Is reuniting to be Pantera at Slipknot? Not Fest? What was
yeah,
it?
Yeah, it's Not Fest, yeah.
And...
That's,
that looks weird.
Who's playing guitar for him? Isn't his like
Zach
Wilde?
Wilde
yeah.
yeah.
Which I mean makes sense
that.
In a way.
I mean that makes Zach sense, Wilde? But also like,
fair,
like,
so then who's on drums then? The Lamb of God drummer?
I don't know. I don't know. But it's cool that Zach Wilde could do it, sure.
Yeah.
Zach Wilde
yeah,
could play
out
that
of anyone,
shit.
Yeah, out
and
of anyone.
Right. He's actually working with Dime's old guitar tech to recreate Dime's like sound.
Zach would give a shit.
Ah, why? That's, just use your own tone, Zach Wilde. It's far better than Dime's.
Well, he's just a cool fucking guy.
He just wants to give it that authenticity.
As much respect
you know,
as he
that's,
can.
He's probably going to play
yeah,
on the Dime
sure.
guitar and everything.
It'll like, probably still sound like incredible.
Yeah.
I do know as much as... I think most reasonable people are kind of like
I
looking at this
like
sideways.
This,
it is sanctioned by the Dimebag and Vinnie Paul estates.
Mm. However,
I guess,
Vinnie
but man,
Paul
like
himself,
Phil,
I don't know, man. With inflation, that's only a nickel bag at this point.
Yeah,
I don't know, man. Like, is Phil still himself? Like, is he still just a raging piece of shit?
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Totally.
Yeah.
Great, yeah.
Yeah.
Still spewing
racist.
Some really fucked up.
He
racist
is,
shit.
And there's video out there of Vinnie.
Being like, I don't
literally saying
it.
Like, there's no Pantera without Dime. That's why we have Damage Plan. That's him saying that on video himself. Like, sure, their estate may want to get a cut of whatever fucking paycheck. Like, no offense to them or whatever, but I don't know. I don't know how I feel about it.
It's just not. It's just.
It's not them.
It's unfortunate. Man. Yeah. They're becoming the Lynyrd Skynyrd of metal.
Unfortunately,
they've been that way for a little
speaking
while.
Speaking of Nickelback, did y'all hear the new single?
No.
Nickelback. It's heavy as fuck.
That's
are you serious? It starts with a breakdown.
It starts that way, and then it's Nickelback again.
It is Nickelback.
I ain't being tricked again, like Muse did that bullshit. I was like, this is okay.
I love.
For the
that.
Record, I said Nickelback.
Yeah, I know.
Because of inflation. Not
yeah,
Nickelback. Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, this wasn't a good joke.
Yeah,
it's fine.
No,
sure.
It was a great joke.
I'm just making sure I didn't have. I'm just making sure I accidentally
we
didn't
understand,
say
Josh.
Unironically
shh,
Nickelback
shh, okay.
on this program.
Shh, you did okay. good, buddy.
Sorry. Now it's time for topics. for today's topic. Thanks to Kotaku pissing me the fuck off.
Now, what happened, man? What did Jason Schreier do to you?
He's not there. He hasn't been there.
I don't remember. How dare you?
I love Jason Schreier. He knows it. Yeah, we're good buds.
There's got to be backstory on this one.
We go golfing with Trump all the time.
What? Hey!
Oh. It's a weird world, man.
Wait a minute.
Trying to take him out. Shut up. Anyways.
You put those files in there.
Jason Schreier's got to go.
What's the topic and why?
The topic is, what is best ninja game or best ninja in general?
Oh.
But I asked this topic because Kotaku put out this article saying, what Assassin's Creed Code Red can learn from all of Ghost of Tsushima's mistakes?
Mm.
And I said, what the fuck are you talking about?
Interesting.
Mistakes. What about all the mistakes that Assassin's Creed has made along the way?
That hopefully it
can
learn
from. Ghost of Tsushima is not a perfect game, no. But it's not far from one.
It's very good.
It's very good.
It's really nice. It's
dude,
really
the fact nice. That we really nice. That game is so good, really we got nice. Hooked on the multiplayer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
We played the Ghost of Tsushima raid. Yeah.
The multiplayer was the first thing I played in it.
True.
Yeah. Got so very funny. Good at the multiplayer and then decided, nah, I'll play the story.
Yeah,
which was better.
My coworker is actually hopping into Ghost of Tsushima. I actually want to see if you guys maybe wanted to do the multiplayer again.
No, I'm down.
Probably not.
No?
I'm down.
Enough. Will it be on PS5?
I have so little time.
Hey.
Fair enough.
Absolutely.
It would be much later on. He's playing other shit right now.
Oh, then maybe.
Either way, what's best ninja game?
Ninja game?
I went with Tenchu, like an old, like the PS1 Tenchu games. Answer.
Like Tenchu 2.
Yeah, and then like when they, was those it 360 or PS2 that got one as well?
PS2 got Wrath of Haven.
Yeah, God, man. I love those fucking games so much. Like the stealth genre was real strong back then, especially with Metal Gear Solid.
One as well.
Oh, interesting.
And man, I remember playing those games on a houseboat, oddly enough, because I used to take my consoles on the houseboats with us on our trips, our vacations. Like, tight. God, I fucking love those games. My dad would really love those games too.
For me, I think it's game wise, it's a toss up between Tenchu 2 and probably the PS2 Shinobi.
Shinobi!
That game is absolutely fucking fantastic and impossible.
But the thing that holds Shinobi up for me is the time trial aspect of it.
It's a little bit. Yeah,
it stresses you out
once you get good at it.
Yeah.
It's not something to think about too much. But best one. Ninja, probably the guy from AskANinja.com.
God damn it! That was gonna be my answer, Mike.
Really?
Damn it!
Lawrence from Michigan writes, ask a ninja, what's the best gift to get a ninja? Gift cards, because it's the gift that says you don't know me. Plus, you can throw them like little shurikens.
I am ninja. Yes. No, we don't have to go through it. But.
I am ninja too.
The lines that are stored away in Josh's memory bank are very specific.
Dude, I'm there with him, man.
Yeah, thanks.
I love asking ninja. That was shit from like middle school, high school. Like,
Beast Trigger writes in with Sekiro, even though I have not beaten it. Don't worry, Beast Trigger.
Say it.
Say it.
Say it.
I can't believe it's not Brisk writes in with Shadow Warrior.
Shadow Warrior is a good answer. Good.
Great
good
one. Answer.
We're getting Shadow Warrior 3.
We are getting Shadow Warrior 3.
I don't think it's going to get a mention on here, but I think one of the best ninjas out there is Hitman 47.
Ooh,
I suppose that counts.
True.
He's his own form of Hitman. Or ninja.
You can dress him up as a ninja.
I bet you can.
Oh, you could in the DLC for Hitman 3. You can dress him up as a ninja.
That's a ninja.
He's a...
True. You see, Mike sees Hitman 47 walk by. He looks at his friend. Hey, that's a ninja.
Bald guy, barcode in the back. Ninja.
Lawrence, do you have any favorite ninja games?
Not a favorite ninja game, but best ninja?
Yeah.
It's going to be a toss-up between Samurai Jack or Samurai Champloo.
Good answers.
Those are very good answers.
Great answers.
But are they ninja? They are samurai.
Samurai. Does that
We've seen them stealth around. They are capable of ninja.
Are you being culturally insensitive
Am I
right
being
now?
Racist?
He can't be racist. He didn't say skull.
No, it's okay. Ninjas are fictional. You're fine.
Well,
right.
No, ninjas were trained and employed to kill samurais. It's literally they're
not fictional.
Oh, nice.
Fictional. There's nothing outside of
Jacksonville. There's an insurgency.
Guys, I think Joe is a ninja.
Does this look like the face of a ninja to you?
Yeah. Look at that mustache.
You go invisible in every game we play.
I wouldn't worry about it.
I try not to.
You
Lawrence
can't.
Is right. Fuck it.
There we go.
Harakan writes in with Samurai Showdown, since that game has more ninjas than samurais.
Bullshit.
That's
fair. Too soon, Lawrence. You fool.
Afro Samurai's only got like one samurai in it. The rest are ninjas. So Afro Samurai, best ninja shit.
God. Samuel L. Jackson's like, I will be everything before I die.
Hurricane also says that best ninja is Vega from Street Fighter.
Is that a ninja?
Yes. What? He's a Spanish ninja. It's the coolest shit ever.
The only reason he's a good ninja is because of that fucking Chun-Li scene in the movie. We all owe him a credit attitude. Credit attitude?
Credit attitude.
Yes, Josh, he's holding his hand up.
Gray Fox, Metal Gear Solid.
True. Ooh, sure. Yeah. Fuck. That's a really good one.
Bro, he's the worst ninja. No, he literally got crushed.
He's fantastic.
By a robot.
Willingly.
It was the ninja way. Just it's his ninja way, Micah. Fuck.
Well, then what about Olga?
Hurt me more, Snick.
She's just copying Gray Fox. That's not cool.
She's better.
She's not better.
Version 2.
Doug Dimmadome, owner of Dell Dimmadome, writes in with Red Ninja, End of Honor. For a ninja game to be an actual stealth and assassination game, it is pretty good. Oh. Not Ninja Gaiden. I'm actually a barbarian in PJ Slashathon. I love Ninja Gaiden. Go fuck yourself.
Is that your answer?
It's not, but Ninja Gaiden is a giant shout out for me. I love those games.
I have an honorable mention.
Played the third one.
I'm so sorry. I'm about to go on an aside. Onimusha Warlords is on sale on Steam right now.
I saw. I didn't pick it up because I'm like, I won't play it.
True. Yeah.
Is that one still in the same style of the other Onimushas? Or
it's a remake
like,
of the first one.
Cool. Honorable mention. I don't know if anyone has it on there from FF6 Shadow.
Oh, great one.
Yeah. Shadow is actually probably my
favorite. Now that I have that reference,
You said Shadow the Hedgehog? Wow, that's weird.
Don't you ever take Shadow the Hedgehog's name in vain.
Oh my god, I think we just learned something.
He's a great man.
Micah's a fucking furry.
Serious Orca writes in with Warframe for sure.
Oh yeah, god. Basically,
ninjas.
Oh, honestly, Cyber Ninja the game.
It literally says that they great are. Game. So that's very cool. That's a very clever one. President Ketchup writes in with, I really like Metal Gear Rising Revengeance.
Close enough.
He's a ninja.
He's a ninja.
He's a cyber ninja.
Man. Samurai.
Yep.
Cyber ninja.
He's not a samurai at all.
He's samurai.
Cyber ninja.
Cyber ninja. Majority rules.
Terra Kane writes in with Raiden is 100% a ninja. Literally
amazing.
Despite what Micah says, the last part of that sentence.
Shit, that was amazing.
Get real time.
Casual Dad writes in with, depending on how you play it, Ghost of Tsushima is an amazing ninja game.
As long as you're in the stone stance, you're a samurai.
Yep.
Otherwise, ninja.
Ninja.
Dude, watching people play that game like super efficiently is so satisfying. Oh my god, dude.
MSN04 Swag Zabby writes in with, does Fortnite count? That's a ninja game.
I think he posted
dude,
a
your
GIF
Alex
of...
impression is getting so good.
Getting very good.
The mouth movements, all of it.
And by the time this releases, Alex will be removed from the Discord.
Little fucker.
Banned forever.
Yeah, because part of Kyle's house is starting to turn red for some reason.
Nickel Shark writes in with Mortal Kombat X. Hell yeah.
Ninjas in that.
A lot of ninjas.
A lot of ninjas. Beerkilla 75 writes in with, not necessarily a ninja game, but Ghost of... Yeah, we already went over.
Yeah, Ghost of Tsushima. Obviously Ghost of Tsushima, guys.
It's a ninja game.
Wolf Dad writes in with Fruit Ninja.
Fuck it.
Yep.
God damn it.
Correct.
God damn it.
You guys ever played the big arcade cabinet of that?
No.
It's actually a lot of fun.
It's fun.
They have Dave Busters, right?
Yeah.
Is it just a hack and slash?
Yeah, that's all. It's the same game. You're just on a giant touch screen.
I don't know what it is to begin with.
Oh, fruit comes down and you just slice it in half.
Fuck yeah.
Very quickly.
Oh, fuck. Huh. That's what I want. Do some ASMR Fruit Ninja.
As Gordon Ramsay, it's fucking raw!
Double Terry Wayne writes in with, the best ninja game is Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Hyperstone Heist.
That's a, cool. That's a good one. Dude, playing the little cowabunga game for that one stream night was a ton of fun.
It's true.
Sure is. Ninjas.
One of my favorite, the one that I was going to say is Strider.
Strider was good.
I like
the newest one on PS4
like
was good.
2014, 13, something like that.
It was really good.
Came out on PS4 right when it launched. It was so good. But also the original one's really fucking good too. Yeah. It's in the exact same style. Metroidvania.
The 1989 Strider.
I love Strider.
I watched you play that for like an hour and a half one day.
Yeah.
You and I were hanging out and you were just playing the shit out of it. Is Dishonored a ninja game?
Ooh. I would say so.
Hmm. Well, then that would be, but then, fuck, like, is every stealth action game a ninja game then?
Basically.
Fuck yeah, there's ninjas everywhere, boys.
Well, to be technically, if
Sam Ninja Fisher,
Assassin's Creed,
Sam Fisher?
The ninja game is.
Oh. See, this is what we're talking
Sam Fisher.
Solid
ninja?
Snake Ninja?
He's an American ninja.
Honestly.
An American Ninja Warrior.
There you go.
I heard you, Sam.
So,
Sam
the main character from Dead Cells. Is very ninja-like.
Yeah.
I haven't played that
one. That's a good one, too.
Ryu Hayabusa.
Witchers.
But we were talking about Ninja Gaiden.
Hmm.
If you're from the school of the cat, maybe.
Yeah, right.
Gotta be stealthy enough. Depends on what you do.
Not a ninja.
Not a ninja in Witcher games.
What about a lot of ninja games coming out, though.
He said that earlier.
Yeah. What's the best?
Fuck you.
What's
goddamn
God
Joe
Mayer, I guess.
Good point.
Joe was on his phone at that point or something.
Yeah, probably.
Know. Yeah.
What's the best ninja game that's going to come out?
Ghost of Tsushima 2, probably.
Yeah. They're like
everyone's copying them right now. Yeah. Honestly, I thought one of the Sony reveals was going to be Ghost of Tsushima 2, like a cinematic or like just a title treatment or something, because we all know it's coming.
That will be awesome because you will start off as a ninja instead of going from samurai to ninja.
I wonder how they're going to have to depower
assuming
you,
you're
though.
Playing as Jen.
Yeah.
Yeah, you might not even be playing as him.
You're going to go to the other island that was attacked during...
It'd be cool if they did it the other way around, where you started off as a ninja and like slowly learned samurai ways.
That'd be cool.
Could. Because
there was that apprentice to that one guy, the chick, that like sailed off in a boat
to the
mainland at some point. Could start as her.
Cool.
No, I think you're going to play as Jen.
I don't know. We'll see.
We'll see.
Excited.
Thanks for listening to the Metal Gamers Podcast.
You're welcome.
I endured this for you.
Why do we deal with it, guys?
We did it again. I don't know. We're playing Dungeons & Dragons tomorrow, so go to patreon.com/Metal Gamers Podcast. If you want to pitch us some extra money, for $1, you get a shit ton of episodes, and you get the episode early. If you give us $5, you get to listen to our super awesome sound design spoiler cast and Dungeons & Dragons episodes.
Stay tuned for Felidren's Big Day Out.
We're playing in less than 11 hours.
Oh, Jesus, fuck me.
Really? Yeah.
Let's just stay here.
Let's do it. Lawrence, you want to play Dungeons & Dragons?
Oh, man, I got so much to do.
That's
tired.
A yes.
Like play Dungeons & Dragons, same.
Boys, get the chains. We got ourselves a new player.
Fuck. Do you want to read and do math?
For 10
I do
hours.
Of that already.
And then say it's fun.
Thanks for joining us, Lawrence. We
Thanks
appreciate
for hanging
it.
Out,
yeah,
everyone go
Thank
listen
you
to his
me.
Band.
Follow, what's that Instagram one more time?
O'Brien Guitar Works, Grieving Room. Both of those. Grieving Room, Florida.
Is
Grieving
that
Room
one
FL.
Word?
Yes. Grieving Room
there's
FL
so much
the
information.
Instagram.
Are there any underscores?
No underscores.
How many numbers are in it?
No numbers.
No numbers?
No numbers.
Last night in your
How
social.
How many letters?
Now Mike's going to fade us out to some of that sweet, sweet, sultry, smooth sound of
I don't want to count.
That's Grieving Room, like you're sad. Not Greaves is in a knight's boot.
It's Grieving Room FL.
God, I Welcome to the Metal Gamers Podcast.
Oh, my
you
God.
You boys ready to start drinking?
No.
metal.
Ugg metal.
Ugg metal for, yeah.
What do you think?
I do think a bunch of chicks who look like they go to Starbucks all the time who play death metal would be awesome. Just like
that was my best, Kyle.
That Ned Flanders.
That was your best.
I'm trying here.
No fucking way.
I'm trying.
Ugg metal was his best, guys.
That was it. That was your best, though.
Well, that's it's all downhill from now.
God, man.